On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria reaching a high of 27 tomorrow, Johannesburg 25, Polokwane 24.
Issues on the N3 South in Bedford View. It's actually slow all the way from the Buccleuch interchange on the N3 South through Marlborough until you get to Bedford View.
Joe Mann, your sport headlines. Rishabh Pant returns to the India squad for the Test series against South Africa, and Madison Keys withdraws from the WTA finals with illness.
A visibly emotional Dumisani Khumalo told the Madlanga Commission of the distress caused by the surprise disbandment of the political killings task team today. The head of crime intelligence says the unit had been closing in on several politically linked assassination networks when it was suddenly dissolved under Stasimo Khobo has more.
Khumalo says the directive, signed by Police Minister Sento Mkhunu on the 31st of December 2024, surfaced on social media on New Year's Day, leaving more than 100 officers in shock. Khumalo says he was never consulted about the decision, calling the letter's language hurtful and demeaning.
The only person that who can understand the letter is the writer himself.
He added that the task team's dedication to fighting political killings deserved respect, not public humiliation. Anastasia Mokhobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Speaking about matters of police interference and the work of the commission, the police performed a search and seizure operation on controversial businessman Brown Mokhotsi's home. The businessman is in the news. Here is Cliff Shiko with the latest.
Police say the team investigating the fraud, corruption and defeating the ends of justice has seized several devices from Brown Mokhotsi today. National Police spokesperson Atlenda Mate.
The SAPS has successfully executed the search and seizure warrant that was issued for the 16th of October in Mahikeng for Mr. Brown Mokhotsi.
Meanwhile, the Madlanga Commission has offered Mokhotsi witness protection. The commission wants Mokhotsi to testify after being implicated by numerous witnesses. Commission spokesperson Jeremy Michaels.
We have offered him protection. We are concerned about his safety.
Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda Newswatch.
And in Limpopo, the Polokwane Magistrates Court has postponed the bail application of the alleged hitman in the Limpopo 10 million rand insurance payout killings. The 54-year-old Johannes Shoka, who is the brother of former police officer Rachel Kutumela, appeared before the court for profiling today. The full story is online. And in the U.S., President Donald Trump lashed out against the Democrats for the country's longest ever government shutdown, which is heading into day 36. Coming back from Japan, he compared the party to kamikaze pilots, saying the Democrats will try to take the country down if they have to. And finally, if you're looking for some midweek motivation, a South African paraplegic woman is preparing to take on the world's largest open water swimming event in the name of charity. Tarika Archery says she's going to swim the Midmar Mile in February. Her life changed when a drunk driver crashed the car she and her sister were traveling in.
I am now a C5-C6 quadriplegic, meaning I have paralysis in all four limbs and require maximum assistance in all day-to-day tasks.
But despite the challenges, she will not let them stop or define her. I'm Marlene Fushimo, News at 6.
Thank you so much, Marlene. Music on the way from Shabuzi and the Jonas Brothers. And then we're getting into Alpha Palooza, and we are desperate to give away 5,000 Rand. Your name and the word quiz if you think you can get through all 26 questions, and we'll give you that cash.